You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
I grew up in a middle-class family. We're not that rich as far as finances are concerned. We're not that poor. My siblings were seven of us, and I'm the last one, would tell me that we grew up in a small apartment na pinagkasya po kami doon ng aking ama at aming ina, na back in 1971, we were able to acquire a 200 square meter house, built a house there, that I grew up in a house right there in Quezon City. And my siblings would tell me, alam mo, buti ka pa, hindi mo na-experience nung time namin na okay, pinalaka kami ni Daddy, ni Mami, dyan sa may Forbes, yung dating Lacson, na taga dyan ho talaga kami. Kaya alam ko pag may baha dyan, di ba? Kaya siguro kaya tinawag ako ni Lord dito sa Metro East kasi nga bumabaha din. Okay, so but hindi ko alam kung gano'n nga. Lord, gano'n ba talaga? Pero hindi natin alam. Pero the point is, I grew up in a family where we're not rich. We're not also poor. I don't have any problems with education. Don't have problems with really lack. In fact, my dad has two working jobs. One in the morning where he's a banker. He goes to Central Bank. And after that work, he will go straight to the house and prepare because meron ho siyang another job. Panggabi siya, nung nandito ho yung US bases, yung mga officers ho nagpupunta doon sa place, a very special place called Just Mag, where all the officers will spend their time for partying and dance. And my dad was the head of the band. Head po siya ng combo, yung time tawagin kasi, di ba ngayon, band or gigs. But during the time, siya po yung leader ng combo. Okay, siya po yung head doon, siya po yung pianista. And yes, two jobs. My mom also had a corporate business in Quezon. And we kind of earned a little bit on that. And so growing up, I would say we're just fine. But I believe not so many of us, especially in our nation, what's going on, especially the crisis that we all face. In fact, having said that, there's a survey actually that was made and asked people about how much will it take to make you happy? Ano ba kailangan para maging masaya ka? And the overwhelming response is a little bit more, and it speaks of the question, how rich are you? Gaano ka ba kayaman o mayaman ka ba? Paano natin madedetermine isang tao kung mayaman siya? There are four questions actually which I want to throw it to you today. The first question goes, do you own more than one pair of shoes? Answer this, yes or no? Ba talaga pag babae? Yes! Okay, naiintindihan ko po yun dahil meron po akong asawa na okay, loves to shop around and window shop and just shop around. All right, and that's why I love my honey, my one and only. But talking about shoes, I also love shoes, especially Nike shoes. Okay, yun po yung aking weakness ko yan eh. Okay, kaya pag dadaan ako dyan, magpa-park ako, dadaan muna ako sa Nike. Dadaan muna ako sa Planet Sports and check out those ladies' Nike shoes. If you own more than one pair of shoes, okay, yes. Good. Second question, do you own a car, a truck, or a motorcycle? All right. The third question is, do you have a choice of food each day? All right. Ibig sabihin po, yung kung gusto mong kumain ngayon ng Jollibee na Chicken Joy, kaya mo bang may pambayad ka ba? May pambili ka ba? Kung gusto mo ng fishball, may pampishball ka ba? All right? So, anong gusto mong choice of food in a day, were you able to buy it? But about this question, do you have more than one pair of underwear? No joke, really. We're not trying to be funny here. All right? Do you have more than a pair of underwear? Kasi, ito po yan. If your answer, okay, 3 out of 4 that you would say yes, then I have a good news for you. Then you belong to the top 10% of the world's richest people. No kidding. If you answer yes out of those 4 questions, guess what? three of those four questions, then you belong to the top 10 most richest person in the whole world. Alright? Sino nagsabing, pasok ako doon, taas ang kamay? Sino pasok doon? Taas ang kamay. Okay, taas ang kamay. Sino pasok doon? Sinong parang hindi yata? Kasi parang kailangan ko bumili ng underwear. No. Sorry. Okay, delete sa tape. Ha? Okay, sorry po. Tao lang tayo. Alright. You know, very interesting. We're going to talk about this man, which I believe Abraham is one of the most blessed person to ever walk here in this planet. And not because of the righteous things that he has done, but simply because of understanding a very nature of how the Lord related to him based upon God's covenant. I believe as we study Abraham's life, we will learn that his blessings and prosperity can be entrusted in our time today. Hindi lamang po kay Abraham during the time of the Old Testament. I believe 100% that those promises and those blessings can be given to us today. In fact, there's this a very prominent religious leader. We're not going to mention the name, but one time he said this: poverty is a Christian virtue. Pag mahirap daw po tayo, ay nako, magpasalamat tayo. Dahil blessing ng Panginoon ng pagiging isang mahirap. Pag mahirap ka, very close kayo ni Jesus. It's just like saying to be poor is to be nearer to God. And that is why a lot of people have received, believed, and they would say, yeah, anak, mahirap tayo. Mahirap lang tayo kasi nga ginawa ng Panginoon tong pagiging mahirap. You know, I don't know for you, but a lot of people have that kind of mindset. Dala-dala po nila to yung ganitong klaseng pag-iisip. And it is manifested in their own life. And somehow, I would also say, in my opinion, whenever there's rich people, as compared to the poor people, those poor people hated so much the rich people, and they would say and make judgment that the reason why there are rich people, because they are corrupt. The reason that there are rich people out there, because one time or the other, they have violated their office, nagpayaman sila, nangurap sila, kaya mayaman sila. So, just imagine the gap between the rich people and the poor people. Do you realize that poverty is a curse? And it has something to do also with the result of the choices that we make every single day of our lives. For the record, does God really want us to be poor? Is poverty something that is a curse or a blessing? Well, I would say this. Poverty mentality or poverty spirit, if you're in lack, if you want something that you don't get it until today, I want to say this for the record, it comes straight from the pit of hell. It is not from God, and it will never be from God. Can you say amen to that? I hope right from the onset we understand that poverty has nothing to do with the God that we serve. Are you here with me? Based on the scripture that we read, I believe there's something that we need to understand, because at first, God was setting Abraham on something which it started with a promise. The scripture that we read was a promise given that it turned out to be not just a promise, but it turned out to be a covenant. Everybody say covenant. Hindi lang po ito'y pangako. Okay, ito po ay isang tipan. Ito po ay isang binigay ng Panginoon sa atin para ipamahagi niya kung sino siya. When God wants to relate to some people or a group of people, part of that relationship is coming from what you call a covenant. Everybody say covenant. And whenever a person enters into that relationship with God, there is a covenant promise that it's not just a promise. It started with a promise, But it's a covenant. Means to say firsthand that God is the one who initiated this covenant. And not just initiating a covenant, but he wants to keep this covenant at hand. Is that a good news? God gives Abraham a promise and made it to be a covenant. What happened was, the good thing about Abraham that time that he was not poor when he received this covenant. Hindi siya naghihirap, wala siyang kailangan. He was living all right because he was rich. But all of a sudden, he was enjoying life and go on with life. But when God came into the picture, guess what happened? It ruined his life. Because there he received so much on what he receives on a normal day compared to the covenant of God has for him. And it's very important for us as we talk about the covenant that God indeed is the initiator of the covenant. At the same time, he will keep his covenant. But first things first, part of this covenant is what? Is understanding the call of God in a person's life. You have to be part of the original calling of God. Doon po nagkatalo paminsan eh. Paminsan nag-aas tayo ng blessing, hindi natin makuha. Ang tanong kasi, hindi yung blessing. That's not the problem. The problem is, somehow, some ways, you are not in the perfect will of God. Nagpe-pray ka pumuntang Canada. Lahat na ginawa mo, lahat ng requirements, until today, nagkaroon ka ng problema. Bakit? Ang tanong kasi dito, pare, will ba ni God pumunta ka Canada? Are you here with me? Yung iba, gusto pumunta Australia. Eh, naku, hindi sa Canada, Australia na lang. Tanong, bakit mo gusto pumunta sa Australia? Para yumaman, para magkaroon na trabaho. Alam niyo si Lord, hindi naman KJ si Lord eh. If there's anything that you want, you know what? God definitely will give you. But the point is, it has something to do with your placement, your purpose, God's plan in your life. In fact, Proverbs chapter 16 verse 1 says, to man belong the plans of the heart, but from the Lord comes the reply of the tongue. Ang dami natin plano sa buhay natin, talagang A to Z pa, ito gagawin ko. Pero pag pumasok si Lord, dahil saying Lord ng buhay natin, how many of you believe that He has a greater plan compared to your plan? He has a better plan for us than compared to our plan A. Hello? Because God's plan A is plan A. There is no plan B. So you better understand that the last choice, the last decision is God's. Are you here with me? Kanina po sinabi natin na, sinabi ni Sinidan, kanina na yung meron po tayong papadala missionary no sa Timor-Leste, yung East Timor na tinasabi natin. In fact, si Rose. Is Rose here? Rose, where are you? Roses are red, violets are blue. Rose, are you here? Si Rose, we sent her out to be trained, equipped in the school. She graduated. And at first, Rose really wanted to be part of Nepal. And all of a sudden, there was a shift that took place. She started praying, and basically God impressed her that it's time for her to change the gear. In her heart, she wanted to go to Nepal, but God's plan is for her to go to Timor-Leste. Think about that. There might be something that you want to do, but you got to ask God, is this really what God wanted me to do? Is this really for me, God? Eh, kundi naman, Lord. You don't have any choice than for you to let go and let God. Hello? How many of you know that you're in a better place? You're here for God and not for yourself. That's why it is not about us. It's about God. And talking about His covenant, the reason why God has given us the covenant is simply because of not just God blessing us. That's who God is. He's generous. He's giver. He's benevolent. He wanted to share who He is as a very rich God. And everything that you have boils down to Him and Him alone. Can you say amen to that? God wanted you to be rich. God wanted to bless you even more than you could ever imagine. That's what happened to this guy. I want to go through what with the promise, the covenant of God that he gave to Abraham. Let's check this out. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2. Ito po yung sabi niya, I will make you into a great nation. You know what it means? God was setting him up for an identity. Hey, look. You might not know this, but I called you to be great. You're gonna be a great person. In fact, the Bible tells us God stooped down in our level to make us great. And he was declaring his identity. He said, and I will bless you. It speaks of what? Prosperity. Kaya kanina nung pinakita siguro natin yung mga kotse, oh, hindi ako magkakaganyan. Hindi para sa akin. Para siguro sa iba yan. Let me tell you this. It's God's blessing for us to have our own car. And this is not to make you feel good. I just want to say that. Sinasabi natin ito, hindi para for you to feel good kasi, di ba, feeling bad kayo, you're coming out from poverty. And so, this is not the whole point message. This is reality. This is the truth. God wants to prosper you. God wants to bless you. And God wants all of us to be successful. Can you say amen? Amen. Why? Because that's who He is. I will make your name great. It speaks of prominence. And sometimes you don't see yourself that way. We don't consider ourselves great. Yeah, probably I'm just, you know, average, fine. But not I'm not as good as them. Hindi ko kasing guwapo yan. Hindi ko kasing charismatic to. Hindi ko kasing kagaling nito. O grabe sila. That's the way the world's ways. But not God. For you to be great, it has something to do with God. Are you here with me? You'll be a blessing. You have this influence to touch lives. You have this influence to turn around the lives of people who are in need, who have such problems, that God has His way of dealing with you. For them to be blessed, He has to go through you first. There's more people out there that God wants to bless. They will receive their blessing. But God is setting you up. He's preparing you. Why? Because God has given you prominence and influence. Genesis 12 verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you. There are favors that God has given you. Okay, hindi kayo dapat nag-strive. Yung favor kay Lord na yan, to the fact na saved ka, to the fact na you were given salvation. Imagine, think about what's next for you. There's so much. Name it. Whatever your needs are, give it to the open. Si Lord yan, yung paghahanap ng partner, si Lord yan, mga kapatid. Hindi ini-strive yan. Hindi lang ako sa Facebook yan, o tipong yung bigla ka mag-ano sa internet, uy, pwede kaya siya, pwede pala yung mga single people, hahanap ka naman kasing yung type mo, tapos imamatch kayo ng computer. Thank God for those. But that's not the only way. Are you here with me? Whoever curses you, I will curse. Hindi po dapat tayo, we're not supposed to get offended and hurt one another and come against one another. You know what? If we are a child of God, then it's very fearful for a man to come against a son of God. I mean, with all humility, but if somebody come against you, you better pray for peace. You better pray for reconciliation. You don't curse. You don't say things against a person. Those who basically offended you, they have basically come up with something that will hurt you. Guess what? We got to pray for God's, Lord, don't judge. Because the moment that a person touch a son of God, do you realize that they're coming against God? They're coming against God if they touch on you. But of course, you have to protect yourself in a way na mag-iingat din tayo, di ba? But I just want to say this. Don't you ever, ever afflict some person. Really. Why? Because that's what God says. We got to be peace. We need to love one another. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through your generosity. Ibe bless the Lord yung mundo through the church. Are you here with me? In fact, sabi rin niya, the riches of the what? Those who doesn't believe in God. Their riches will be given to those who are righteous. Promise po ni Lord yan. Hindi tayo dapat nag-strive because there's a promise of generosity. Genesis 12, verse 7, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, to your offspring. Everybody say offspring. Yung mga anak mo at mga anak pa nila, yung mga apo natin. The blessing of God doesn't stop in this generation. It will continue on to the next. Sa mga anak po natin, sa mga apo natin. Kaya ako nagpapasalamat ako sa family ko lang ho. Ngayon pala, ako yung Christian, yung mga ibang pamangking ko. And I have to build this family right. And I know people would say, this world is going to be worse down the road. Listen to this, it doesn't matter. If this world will going to be worse in the next generations to come, listen, my kids will surpass me. My kids, they're going to grow more of the things that I've never experienced with God. They're going to experience greatness. You know why? Because that's a promise of God. Posterity. My children's children. In the next generations to come, I have to do this right in my generation, in our time. Because there's going to be a bunch of Constantinos that God is going to use. They're going to be men of God. Families for God who will turn this nation around. That includes you and your children. Kaya kami kids church tayo eh. Grabe yung plano ni Lord. Yung blessing niya hindi nag-stop dito. Kaya kung anong blessing na na-receive natin sa 2011. Guys, listen, there's gonna be more to come in 2012. In 2013, 20... You cannot name it. There's more beyond our imagination. That's the God we serve. Ito pa, sabi pa ni Lord, I will give this land. May property. Hello? Ang tanong, saan kaya yung susunod na bibigay na property ni Lord sa Victory Metro East? Pang-mall lang ba tayo? O baka naman may sarili tayong building, Pastor Earl? Yung halahala na pinagpa-pray mo, Pastor Earl, yung bumabaha doon? Baka naman meron tayo doon. Hello, sa Antipolo na magpa-plan tayo ng church. Sa Mabandaro, sa tapat ba na Hinaris Gym? O may Victory, ano doon eh, may Victory Park doon eh, na ginagawa. Baka naman bibigyan tayo ni Lord doon. Sa totoo lang, hindi ako magugulat. Bakit? Hindi ko naman church to eh. Church ni Jesus to eh. Hello? Where we're here for what? For His purpose. The point of the matter is, listen, you got to be in the center of the will of God. The question, you want the prosperity of God? You want success to happen, my friends? Question, are you living in the middle, at the center of God's purpose, of God's plan in your life today? Why are we saying this? Because during Abraham, think about this. He told Abraham, leave. He obeyed. When he called Abraham to leave, he obeyed right away. And there we could see the abundant prosperity of what Abraham experienced. God called Abraham out of Haran to the promised land. Think about this. Abraham at that time, the background, just to give you a background, he was 75 years old. 75 years old where he received the promise. From being a barren to being a great father of a nation. Lumabas yung anak, 99 years old na po si Abraham. Think about that. 75 years old. Let me ask you, how many of you here, you're 75 years old above. That's your age today. Lift up your hands. If there are any one of you here, listen. All right? Think about if not. Wow. Think about this, my friends. 75 years old when he received a blessing. And it all happened when God gave his covenant. You're not 75 years old. That's why whatever the promise of God in your life, God will fulfill it. Aren't you glad that you're in a church today? Aren't you glad that as young as you are, this guy is going to lead a team at as young as 16? Ano, ano ba, bro? 28, sorry. Okay. 28 years old. Grabe, kayo mga young people. How many young people do we have here? No lying. All right? As young as you are, think about this. Think about the person that you're going to get married to. Think about the families that God is going to use you to birth babies and children who are godly families. Think about that. But you got to obey the very purpose of God. What happened was, God blesses this man so much. He gives more than money. In fact, he was blessed in every aspect of his life. But part of that is finances. There are moments where, well, it's not a moment. Abraham went to a promised land. In that promised land, he experienced famine. He experienced drought. He experienced in lack. Does that mean that God stopped blessing him? No. Here's the catch. Some of you probably are in a crisis today. Some of you are believing God that you have not received the very promise, the very thing that you prayed for. You know why? Here's why. Because God doesn't want you to start trusting your own efforts, your ability, your talents. God doesn't want you to trust your own jobs. Are you here with me? Not your own career. No, not how much money you have in your bank. God doesn't want you to trust in the world's ways, but He wanted you to trust Him so that He could provide you fully of all the things that you want. Does that make sense? If you're having a hard time today, hallelujah! Kasi nga, doon sa prayer request na binibigay nyo sa amin, ang dami mga prayer requests na encounter namin, Lord, bless mo yung deal. Lord, I pray. Lord, na magbayad na siya. Ah, hindi pala. Lord, I pray. Lord, God, na itong, Lord, na mabigay na sa amin. Lord, I pray for stability. You wanna, you're praying for stability. You know what we're praying for you? You know what I'm praying for you? You wanna know that? That's why we prayed for your prayer requests faithfully. I'm praying for faith. For you to trust God and His resource than all these dealings. Kasi kay Lord, bro, mas, baka iniisip ko yung deal na yan, baka Lord, baka mas malaki pa. Mas kung pinagpipray mo thousands, eh baka 100,000 yung gusto ni Lord sa'yo. Pinagpipray mo 100,000, baka millions. Kaya kailangan mo mag-trust kay God. Hindi dun sa blessing. Hello? Because God will do it anyway. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
There is a place of blessing for you. It's in the place of obedience where blessings will flow. I want to say that again. There's a place of blessing for you. In the place of obedience, blessings will flow. Very quickly, I want to go over this because there's a difference between a contract and a covenant. Are you here with me? There's a big difference. Ano ba yung kontrata? Saka ano ba yung pag, ano ba sa Tagalog, yung tipan na binibigay ni Lord sa atin? The basic difference is, number one, contract is an agreement among equals. Alright? A covenant, an agreement with God, no equal in man. Pag nag-sign tayo ng contract, you'll get something, I'll get something. Diba? Kasi nga, dapat pareho tayo magbe-benefit. Pero kay God, hindi ganon. Kay God, walang equal. Tayo yung one-way covenant. Tayo mabibless. Eh kasi nga, full of blessings siya eh. Contracts are always biased against with one, with greater need. But God's covenant is full of benefits for us. In fact, yung covenant kay Lord, yung blessing na hindi mo diniserve. Ha? Ikaw? Pagpapalain ka ni Lord, tanong, sino ka ba? Sino ka ba? Ito sagot, anak ako ng Diyos. That qualifies me to get the riches, the blessings, the prosperity that I'm believing God for because anak lang naman ako eh. Do you get that? Contract is based on mistrust. Therefore, we get into one for protection. Di ba, pag nagkakaroon ng kontrata, pag na-breach mo yung contract, yung stipulated to sa agreement, pag di tayo nag-agree, hindi mo tinuped yun, ihabla kita. Nag-violate ka ng kontrata natin eh. Okay, Lord, the covenant is based on love and commitment. Ganon katindi si Lord. In a contract, when one party fails, the contract becomes void. But to God in covenant, when we fail, everybody listen to this, when we fail in a covenant, the covenant still stands waiting for you to repent. I just talked to a brother who made a big blunder. And sabi niya ganun, pare, akala ko katapusan ko na eh. Akala ko this is the end of it. But I realize the very goodness of God, that God opened a door for me with this and that and that. Bro, sabi, hindi ko, antindi ni Lord. Akala ko doon sa mistake na ginawa ko, tapos na ako. Pwede na, wala na, wala na yung... Pero hindi, grabe yung mercy, yung grace ni God. Na binuksan niya to, binubuksan niya pa yung iba. Parang hindi ko ngayon alam kung saan ako pinagpipray ko. Lord, antindi mo, napakabuti mo talaga. I don't deserve this. But you were just waiting for me to repent. So that the covenant still goes on. Can you say amen to that? In my opinion, there's something that happened in Hollywood. It was the breaking up of Kim Kardashian and Mr. Humphries. All right? And guess what? 72 days, they were married. What happens before the marriage was they enter into an agreement, a prenuptial, okay, contract wherein whatever happens, di tayo mag-okay, okay, maghihiwalay tayo, yung mana, wala kang makukuha sa akin, lahat na kayamanan ko sa'yo yan, sa akin yan. And I just want to give my opinion to that. A lot of people sometimes have the idea that before they get married, they talk first about the properties and the riches and all that. You know what? When I married this lady over here, all right, I didn't marry her for all her riches. And she did not marry me for all my riches because I have none. All right. Wala naman talaga, di ba? Meron tayo ng 5,000 pesos, di ba? Honey. Guess what? If you love someone, it's not about what I'll get from a person. It's about the person, who she is and what she is and what her background and experiences is. I accept fully who she is. And there's no backing out. When I love her, it's the same way of saying, honey, I trust you. When you get into a marriage agreement, it's not just, it's loving a person with everything she has. It is not something to do with riches in what I get. That's why if you have prenuptial, this is my opinion, you're starting that marriage with the wrong foot. Because there is a mistrust. Ano to? Kontrata? Baka sila mo? O baka yung contract natin kay Lord sa kanyang legality ng state? But I'm not marrying you for your riches. I'm marrying you because of who you are. Because I love just... Bruno Mars tayo tuloy. Tama na. Next na to. Okay, next. Number 3. Contract is time-bound, mga kaibigan. Covenant affects the benefits of the next generation. Yung covenant ni Lord, hindi nagtatapos pag namatay ako. Wala na, tapos na si Lord. Hindi po mga kapatid. Yung covenant nga ni Abraham, si Abraham pa siya, kung ano yung sinabi niya, do you realize it still works today in our time? It still works today in the future of your children, na miski hindi ka pa anak, wala ka pang asawa, we could able to receive it right from this generation which the covenant was said during the time of Abraham. Ganon po katindi si Lord, mga kapatid. God wanted to bless His people. And that's why we got to understand the assurance of God's blessing. Everybody say, the assurance of God's covenant. Galatians chapter 3 verse 7. Very quickly, understand then that those who believe are children of Abraham. How many of you believe? You're a believer. Guess what happened? We are children of Abraham. Verse 8. The scripture foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham. All nations will be blessed through you. Verse 9. So those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. In other words, if we have faith, then what Abraham received can be received today because of the issue of faith. In fact, listen, the Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, it was not credited to him as righteousness, but Abram believed the Lord. Simple as that. Naniwala lang siya kay Lord, mga kapatid. Hindi siya pumunta sa cross ng Holy Week, finlagellate niya yung sarili niya para ma-receive niya yung blessing. Hindi siya nagmakaawa na talagang kailangan pahirapan mo yung sarili mo. No. So through faith, because somebody did that for us. That's why our response, our attitude is what? Faith. Not that comes from me, but that comes from God. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a what? A curse for us. Pag sinabing curse, lahat na ng curse. Curse of poverty, curse of sickness, curse blah blah blah, nandun na po lahat. Curse is everyone who is hung on a tree. Jesus did that. Verse 14. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles, us, the church, through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Through what Christ has done, guess what? There is an open heavens of the blessing, not on what you need, but even beyond what you need right now. God wants to show how much He could bless you. God wants to break poverty mentality in our own midst. Galatians chapter 3 verse 26 says, you are all sons of God through what? Faith in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, how many people belong to Christ right now? Lift up your hands. Come on, lift up your hands. If you belong to Christ, here's a promise, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. We receive the blessing that was given to Abraham, guess what? Because we are an heir. Listen to this. Some of you need to hear this. And you got to receive this in your spirit. It is by faith in the Son of God. That's why there is no pressure in getting the covenant blessing. All we need to do is to trust God. All we need to do is to tap in and say, God, thank you that I become a son, not because of the righteous things that I have done, but because of what you've done. When you hang yourself on the tree and give yourself, because all the curses were hung on the tree, including my poverty. And so that today I could receive the blessing of God. Remember this, God is calling you into a covenant of blessing. God is calling you right now, reminding you that He's a God who keeps His covenant. He's faithful and never lied. As we end today in Christ, we become the recipients of God's covenant blessing. Let's read out together now to the count of three. One, two, three, go. God wants to release that covenant blessing. In fact, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, it says there, for you know that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, right? Was He rich? Yep. Yet for your sakes, for us, He became poor, so that through His poverty, ano po nagsabi doon? Through His poverty, might become rich. There was an exchange that happened. He went on the tree, on the cross, with all the curses. That includes poverty. He became poor for us so that we might become rich. You know what? Today, I believe the Lord wants to break poverty mentality. I believe the Lord wants to give us breakthrough. Maybe you've been living with lack. You may be living in debt. I have a promise for you today. That promise holds until today. You could receive the promise of Abraham right here, right now. The Lord wants you to be blessed. The Lord will bless you. Why? Because He's a God keeper of His covenant. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Just bow our heads today. I just want to pray for some of you. Number one, some of you here, you've been striving. You've been working out so hard. Sweating out. You've given everything you've got. But it's not enough. It's not enough. Not enough money that you're receiving. God honors hard work. But maybe the question is not a matter of your hard work. Question, you're putting your trust on money. You're putting on trust on certain deals. You're putting your trust on the blessings. You're putting your trust on your own jobs. You got to repent. You got to turn to God. Because of your work, you're not spending so much time with your families anymore. Not spending time with your wife, your husband, your kids. You got to repent. You got to turn to God. I'm going to ask you to lift up your hands and acknowledge it and pray for you. If you're in that situation. I also want to pray for some of you here. You've been living in lack. There's such, parang walang-wala na. Pigap-piga ka na eh. Dami mong utang eh. And you know what? I tell you something. The Lord wants to make sure that you pay for all your debts. The Lord wants to bless you. I just want you to know that. The Lord wants to bless your household. Why? The problem is there's a poverty mentality. A poverty spirit. Hindi kay Lord yan. Hindi plano ni Lord na maghirap ka. Hindi plano ni Lord na magbeg ka. Hindi ka pa plano ni Lord na mangutang ka. Tayo magpapautang pero hindi tayo mangungutang. And the Lord wants to help you today. The Lord wants to break that poverty mentality. I just want to pray for those two kinds of people today. Would you lift up your hands right now? I believe since the Spirit of God is in this place, maybe you represent also your family. If you're a student, you're a single person, and in your family it's like that. There's a poverty mentality. The Lord wants to set you free. I want to pray for you right now. Lift up your hands. Would you do that? I believe the Holy Spirit of God is here. I just want to break right now. Break that spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you that you called us forth to live a covenant blessing, to live with your covenant promise. And Father, every hand's lifted up. Whatever the issues, Lord God, they're probably returning to you, repenting. Lord, I thank you that you're a merciful God, but yet that those people who lives in poverty, Lord, who lives, Lord God, under the poverty line. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is not your plan. Your plan is for us to be richly provided. Your plan is for us to enjoy the riches of our blessing. And even right now, Lord God, any brother and sister whose hands are lifted up, we break right now the spirit of poverty, the spirit of lack. That, Lord God, that is not your promise, but Lord God, you promise abundance. You promise overflow of blessings. You promise open doors. Lord, that you will open a door that no man will shut. I declare that today upon my brothers and my sister. Break that mentality spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you release that covenant of blessing in our midst today. Lord, thank you that your mercy is here, that you're causing us to put you first, that we may be able to put our trust in you, Lord, in you alone, and you're doing that today. Father, we thank you for this people. And Lord God, even as we lift our hands today, Lord God, I pray for peace. Let the peace of God come upon our hearts. Release them from any pressures, but give them the assurance by faith that we will all receive this in Jesus' name.